What if the next time someone throws an unsavory comment your way, instead of it stinging, it just slides right off of you with a laugh? Intrigued? Well, today we are exploring how to transform insults into punchlines and criticism into comedy. We'll be right back after this short break. So if you're ready to flip the script on negativity, let's get into it. Okay, so picture this. You're sitting there minding your own business, and wham, out of nowhere, someone lobs a big fat criticism burger your way. It's dripping with judgment and maybe even a little malice. Ugh. Now, your gut reaction might be to hurl that burger right back at them with a side of your own sharp words. But hold up. What if you choose to sprinkle a little humor on it instead? Humor, my friends, isn't just for stand-up comics or sitcoms. It's actually a secret sauce in your everyday arsenal. It's like that invisible, invincible shield that can deflect the harshest words and keep your vibe absolutely chill. When you meet criticism with a grin or a playful quip, you're not just sidestepping the negativity, you're flipping it on its head. You're transforming a potential knockdown into a not-so-serious nudge that you can just brush off. Okay, so let's dive a little bit deeper. So when somebody slings a rude remark your way, it's often a power play. That's really what it comes down to. They're trying to push your buttons to see you squirm. But here's where you turn the tables. With a lighthearted laugh or a clever retort, you're doing more than just dodging the dig. You're taking control of the narrative. You're saying, "I see your snark, but I'm throwing in some sparkle." You can think of it as mental judo at its finest, using their own force of negativity to flip the situation, keeping you balanced and them off kilter. And let's not forget that laughter is contagious. By responding with humor, you're not only shielding yourself, but you might just be challenging the entire tone of the interaction. Others around you will catch on to your vibe, and before you know it, what started as a tense moment can turn into a collective chuckle. Pretty powerful stuff. So when criticism comes sizzling your way, remember, a laugh, a smile, or a playful jab can be your cool comeback. It's a way to keep your cool, disarm the drama, we don't want drama, and just maybe teach the critic a thing or two about the power of positivity. You know, criticism can be like a sudden rain on your parade, and we don't want rain on our parade, do we? But here's a little fun twist. Dance in that rain. Why not? We've all seen the movie Singing in the Rain. They're having fun. Debbie Reynolds is just frolicking. So when somebody points out a flaw, whether it's in your work or your appearance, rude, or even your lasagna, take it instead as a cue to improve, right? Take it as some constructive criticism. Work through the noise, but take it as constructive criticism and do it all with a smile. For example, let's say you're at a meeting, right? Been there, done that, and you mispronounce a crucial term that you're supposed to know. Instead of blushing to your roots, own it with a grin and say, "Well, that's a new version, patent pending." Because what this does is it shows your confidence, right? It shows your resilience. And hey, who knows? It might even become an inside joke. Now, let's say the criticism is a bit more pointed or it hits a sensitive spot that you can't quite overlook or laugh away. It's like a gust of wind trying to snatch your umbrella away, right? Here's where you hold on tight and spin it into a twirl. Acknowledge the critic, maybe even exaggerate it to the point of humor. "Oh, you think my lasagna is a culinary experiment gone wrong, do you? Well, you're absolutely right. It's my latest invention in the fusion cuisine scene." And here's the magic of this. This doesn't just disarm the critic. It also shows that you're not afraid to play along, to be the star in your own comedy show. You might even sprinkle some self-deprecating humor in there if that's your jam. If not, don't sweat it. Ever heard of the two-step? It's taking the two-step to the next level. You're not just stepping in time with the criticism, you're leading the dance. But what happens when the criticism and the teasing turns personal? Like a playful dig at your adventurous fashion sense or your eclectic taste in music. Why not volley back with a kind-hearted jest of your own? It's like engaging in a little friendly banter that says, I can take it and I can dish it out too, but all in good fun, right? So imagine somebody quips about your bold new hairstyle that you happen to love. Instead of a defensive comeback, you might playfully retort, thanks for noticing. I was going for trendsetter. Looks like I've hit the mark. It's a light, affectionate nudge back that keeps the mood buoyant. Doesn't turn dark. Has a little lightness to it. Or maybe somebody teases you about your favorite band from the 2000s. Instead of just laughing it off, you could respond with a twinkle in your eye. You're just jealous because your playlist isn't as timelessly awesome as mine. It's a way to acknowledge their joke, right? And even add a little spin of your own. And the beauty of this is it might even allow you to share a moment of that laughter that actually ends up bringing you two closer rather than creating distance. This approach isn't about one-upping or outdoing the other person. Not at all. It's about creating a shared moment of humor that says, we're both in on this joke. It's a dance of wits where everyone gets to be light on their feet. So the next time you're on the receiving end of a friendly tease, remember the gentle jibe. It's your move in the playful dance of camaraderie and connection. Because hey, it could create a long-lasting, stronger connection. And that's really what we want, right? Those strong connections. So I think it's time to get practical. How do you build up this humor reflex? Because some people have it naturally and some people, like most people, have to work at it, right? They have to be cognizant of it and use some actual tools. So here are the tools that you can stash in your communication toolkit. The next time you're fuming over a mistake, zoom out. Will this matter in a week, a month, a year? I like to call it, will it matter in five? Will it matter in 5 minutes? Will it matter in 5 days? Will it matter in 5 years? If not, it's prime material for a chuckle. So brush it off and have a nice laugh. Fill your life with laughter. Watch stand-up specials, listen to funny podcasts, and read humorous books. The more you expose yourself to humor, the more naturally it will come to you. Keep a collection of your most hilarious blunders. When you're feeling down and out, flip through it. You'll be reminded that mistakes aren't the end of the world. They're the start of a good story. And we love a good story. Find a friend who's always up for a laugh. When something goes awry, share it with them. A shared laugh doubles the joy and halves the sting. So remember that and find that laughter buddy. We'll be right back after this short break. Start and end your day with a smile. It's as simple as that, but it makes a world of difference. Smiling is a physical cue to your brain that happiness is the default setting. Not stress, not anxiety, not anger. Okay, well, now I think it's time to look at some folks who've turned oops into ha-has. Have you ever heard of Tina Fey? She's made a career out of poking fun at herself. Or what about Chris Pratt? He posted a photo of his sunburn on Instagram with the caption, "Too crispy, send help." They're not just funny, they're relatable and they're loved for it. And it's not just celebrities who have mastered the art of self-deprecation. I once worked with a communication client who, during a high-stakes presentation, and let me tell you, a lot was riding on this presentation, they had a slide malfunction. And instead of panicking, they quipped, "Looks like my slides are on a coffee break, much like we all need." And the room erupted with knowing laughter, diffusing any tension and humanizing the moment. Because we all have tech issues. Tech fails us sometimes. It happens. It's part of life. Let's laugh about it. And what I love about this is that it was a brilliant display of composure and the power of humor to connect and disarm. So let that be a lesson. What does it mean living with a laugh track mindset? Well, it doesn't mean you don't take life seriously. What it does mean is that you choose your moments, right? It's about recognizing that not every critique is a crisis, not every insult is an injury, and not every mistake is a meltdown. So the next time you flub a word or you trip over your own feet or get a less than stellar review, think, is this a chance to get upset? Or is it an opportunity for a little self-deprecating humor? Can I laugh about it? And more often than not, let me tell you something. You'll find that laughter is the best choice. So as we wrap up, I really do want to underline that life is full of moments that can either weigh us down or lift us up. And we have the power to choose. The difference is in how we choose to respond. So when we meet criticism with a grin, brush off rudeness with a joke, and face our flubs with laughter, we're not just surviving, we're actually thriving. So I want you to go ahead, give yourself permission. That's right. I'll say it again for the people in the back. Give yourself permission to see the funny side of life's faux pas. Embrace the goofs, the gaffes, and the glitches with a smile. Because when you can laugh at the little things, the big things become a whole lot smaller. Okay, before we all go our separate ways, let me ask you this. Are you feeling held back by social anxiety, by being nervous in social settings, at work, in your social life, wherever you communicate, however you communicate? And do you want to boost your career and elevate your social game, whether you're an extrovert, an introvert, an ambivert, doesn't matter. Well, then I invite you to come on in and join our immersive group coaching program where we tackle these types of challenges head on, equipping you with the strategies and the social superpowers and career catapults that you've been searching for all along. I want you to think of it as your personal think tank where you get tailored advice that fits you just right, like that nice new blazer. It's a space where your career questions and your social fluency inquiries meet their answers and where you can make meaningful connections with people who are leveling up like you. So if you're interested in signing up, you can go to academy.exploring.co and you can join our Executive Communication Lab group coaching plan. And then, of course, we have our amazing community, which I just rave about because we have such amazing people in there. So for a self-guided yet fully supported journey, the Exploring Academy plan is your jam. It's not your average network, more like the family you choose for your professional life and your social fluency. It's a place where you can swap stories, share wins, and maybe even find your next big opportunity. And what I love about it is that, well, I love many things about it, but one of the things I love about it is that it's a place where you can connect with people who get it because they're right there with you. So come on, join us. Come to academy.exploring.co and you can sign up for either of those plans, the Exploring Academy plan or the Executive Communications Lab group coaching plan. And for all of you out there who love a good challenge and a good stretch goal, then we've got something for you. It's 33-day Executive Excellence Challenge. It's not about transforming you overnight. That's not how excellence works. But it's about these small daily steps that add up to big leaps in how you lead and succeed. If that sounds like your kind of challenge, then let's get you signed up. That's available to you on either of those two paid plans as soon as you join. So if you're ready to take things further, then I'm right here with you. Let's make it happen. Check out the links in the description, or you can just hop on over to academy.exploring.co and go see for yourself. Thanks for hanging out with me. And before we head our separate ways, I do want to hear from you. What resonated with you the most from this video? Share that in the comments down below. And don't forget to subscribe, hit that like button, do the notification thing so you get all of the updates from us. And I'll see you next time. Bye for now. Happy exploring, everyone.